We go now to Florida for an update on Hurricane Charley, which is expected to hit the Tampa Bay area late this afternoon. Mary Elizabeth Bowers is a Floridian. She lives on an island off the Florida coast across from the city of Sarasota.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful. Little lightning. And then, bam, we're going to get hammered, or so they say.
That interview recorded by Day to Day's Eric Weiner. He's in Sarasota. He spoke earlier with our Day to Day colleague, Noah Adams.
Eric, tell us what the situation is at the moment.
Well, Noah, I'm standing along one of the main arteries out of Sarasota, and I don't know if you can hear behind me, but there are a lot of cars heading one direction, which is essentially east, out of town and away from the Gulf Coast. It looks like Hurricane Charley is going to come awfully close to Sarasota, perhaps somewhere between Sarasota and the Tampa Bay area, about 80 miles to the north. People have evacuated a lot of these so-called barrier islands. I mean, these are basically small islands just off the coast of Sarasota. They're very pleasant places to live, but they're not very pleasant places to be when there's a Category 2 or Category 3 hurricane bearing down. They're really exposed to the brunt of the storm there. So people there have evacuated. I came across two of them. Their names are Mary Elizabeth Bowers and William Jacobs, and I found them at my hotel as I pulled in at 4 in the morning. They were sitting in the back of their pickup truck and seemed to be enjoying themselves, to tell you the truth.
Lightning, thunder, we love stuff like that. Now, a lot of people are afraid of storms, of course, especially a hurricane that could level your house. But personally, Mary and I love storms. So
they had evacuated, actually.
They had. It's a bit confusing because there is mandatory evacuation, but that's not to say that you have to evacuate or you'll be arrested or you'll be forcibly removed. And also emergency services here are saying if you choose to stay in these areas, you get into trouble and dial 911, we're not going to come rescue you. It's simply too dangerous.
Now, yesterday, tropical storm, not a hurricane, but tropical storm Bonnie came ashore in Florida. Today, it's Hurricane Charley. This is pretty unusual. I gather that you would have two storms like this back to back.
It is unusual. Hasn't happened for many, many decades. Bonnie really fizzled, never really got past tropical storm strength, but Charley is gaining strength by the hour. I think the winds at the moment are at least 110 miles per hour, if not more. That can do a lot of damage. And I'm told that the real damage is not necessarily from the winds, or the real danger, I should say, to life and limb is not from the winds, but from the storm surge, which is essentially this huge wall of water which gets sort of sucked up and lifted above the ocean and can slam into buildings and cause a lot of flooding. In fact, most people who die in hurricanes die from drowning, not from wind damage.
Day to Day's Eric Weiner talking with us from Sarasota, Florida. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Noah. I'm going to head to a shelter at this moment.